Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little more calm. You know, the one who reminds you that it's okay to take a break, put on some comfy pants, and sip a cup of tea while pondering the mysteries of the universe, or at least the mysteries of why the laundry keeps multiplying. We're all hustling these days, right? It feels like there's this constant pressure to be productive, always on, and achieving some mythical level of success. But here's a little secret. Sustainable happiness doesn't come from burning yourself out. It comes from taking care of your mental, emotional, and even physical well-being. And that's why today we're diving into the often overlooked but absolutely crucial topic of self-care and prioritizing personal time. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly checking boxes and pushing through, but nothing feels fulfilling? You know that feeling when your to-do list is a mile long, your brain is fried, and the only thing keeping you going is sheer willpower and caffeine? Yeah, me too. That's not a sustainable lifestyle, folks. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help us shift gears and prioritize ourselves without feeling guilty or selfish. 1. Redefine self-care. Forget the bubble baths and face masks, although those are great, because self-care is way more than pampering. It's about actively nourishing your mind, body, and soul in ways that genuinely replenish you. This could be anything from carving out time for hobbies you love, engaging in mindful activities like meditation or journaling, connecting with loved ones, setting healthy boundaries, or simply saying no to things that drain your energy. 2. Schedule it in. Seriously, treat your personal time like any other important appointment. Lock it off in your calendar and don't let anything else interfere. You wouldn't cancel a doctor's appointment, would you? So why treat self-care as an afterthought? It deserves the same level of commitment and respect. 3. Unplug and disconnect. This is huge. We live in a world of constant notifications, emails, and social media updates. But all that digital stimulation can leave us feeling drained and overwhelmed. Make time to unplug and disconnect from technology, go for a walk in nature, read a book, have a conversation with someone face to face, or simply enjoy the silence. 4. Listen to your body. Our bodies are incredibly wise. They send us signals when we're tired, stressed, or need a break. Pay attention to those cues. If you're constantly feeling exhausted, irritable, or run down, it might be time to prioritize self-care. Don't ignore the whispers, listen to your body and give it what it needs. 5. Practice gratitude. Cultivating a sense of gratitude can make a world of difference in how we experience life. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things, big and small. It could be as simple as enjoying a delicious meal, spending time with loved ones, or feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin. Think about that last project you had to complete, the one where you pulled all-nighters, sacrificed sleep, and lived off coffee. Remember how stressed and burned out you felt afterwards? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there was a better way? A way to approach challenges with more energy, focus, and creativity. Imagine this. You wake up feeling refreshed and energized. You tackle your day with a clear mind and a positive attitude. You set healthy boundaries, prioritize your well-being, and actually enjoy the journey. That's the power of self-care. It's not about being selfish, it's about investing in yourself so you can show up as your best self in every area of your life. So, what are you waiting for? Start small, experiment with different self-care practices, and see what works best for you. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's the foundation for a happy, fulfilling, and truly balanced life. And that's a wrap for today's episode. As always, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite self-care practices? Share them in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on our journey to finding calm amidst the chaos. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourselves, you deserve it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.